This week's Torah reading is called Mishpatim, which means rational laws. It has so many details that it's difficult to stand on one idea. But let's talk about at least one subject and try to find what's the teaching, what's the lesson in the service of God that this particular one subject has. The subject is about the guardians. When a person gives an object to somebody else to guard, to keep, and now he wants it back, and the other guy says, you know, somebody stole it from me, it got broken, it got lost, I don't know, something happened. But the truth is that this person kept it for himself. And now we have to go to a Beis Din, to a rabbinical court, and solve this issue through a swearing. This person has to swear whether he has it or not. And sometimes it happens that afterwards, even after he swore, he feels repentance, and he wants to give it back. Okay, it's a whole very long subject, very much discussed in the Talmud, in the Jewish law. But let's focus in one particular verse. The verse is talking about specific objects that one person gives to guard, to another one to guard. And it mentions specific objects again. And the Talmud asks, wait a second, why do we have to mention specific objects? I mean, anything you give somebody else to guard, he has to give it back. Of course, there's no question about it. He has to return them, the objects. Why does the Torah specify specific objects, determined objects? The Torah says, Al kol dvar pesha, in all the situations in which you have misappropriation, that means that somebody is keeping something that does not belong to him. And the Torah says, an ox, an ass, a sheep, a garment, or anything. Like, wait a second. If anyway you're saying anything, why do you have to specify ox, ass, sheep, garment? This is a question the Talmud asks. And the Talmud gives an answer. We know that every single idea, every single word, every single letter in the Torah has a meaning. The Torah just doesn't say things because it likes saying things. So we have to understand what's the teaching, what's the lesson in each one of these particular objects regarding the law of a guardian. So the Talmud explains again, and the Talmud says, look, if it would have said a garment, in the garment you have signs. You have a way to identify the garment because it's part of the garment. It's this big, this weight, etc., this color, etc., etc. But you know what? An ass, you don't have necessarily a symbol, a sign in the body of the ass itself. So you can return, you have to return, of course, but you can give the signs of the seat, that of the this whole thing that the people put on top of the ass in order to sit on top of it, not on top of the skin of the ass itself. So even if you have the signs of that particular part of the ass, because it comes with the ass, it's not part of the ass, but it comes with the ass, you have to return it according to the signs of the seat of the ass. Very nice. So we have done the, you understood already garment, because you have signs on the body of the garment. And then we understood the ass, because we have signs on the seat of the ass. We got it. Very nice. So now let's argue about, let's discuss about an ox and the sheep. The Torah says that even the hair in the back of the ox, you have to give it back. Don't think that the more important thing is the ox itself. You have to give it back, even if it's just the hair that's around the back of the ox. Very nice. What about the sheep? And the Talmud offers a few options. What about the sheep? But we end up saying that, look, all the options we can think of, why does the Torah identify a sheep? After having identified the ox and the ass and the garment, we don't understand, we could learn the sheep from all the other things. Of course you have to give back the sheep, for sure, but you have to give back anything. So why does the Torah identify a sheep? And the Talmud ends up saying, Kasha, I don't know. We don't know. We just don't understand. Of course there is a reason why, but we don't know this reason. Point. This is the revealed part of the Torah, where the Torah explains why does the Talmud explains, why does the Torah identify specific things that you have to give back? Now, we know that every expression of the Torah can be seen in a physical way, law, giving back things, etc., etc. according to the details of these things. And then there's a spiritual teaching, spiritual lesson about this. What's this object to be guarded that somebody, quote unquote, is giving you? That's God giving you your soul, your life. It's a thing that God deposits on you. He gives it to you and he wants it back. You know, he wants you to take care of your life, take care of your neshama, your soul, and use it in the service of God. But you know what? There could be a problem. There's a animal soul inside of us. Each one of us is some type of animal or object or problem that stands between us and God, that stands between our service to God and him. Because each one of us has different types of wills, different types of challenges, put it in these words. What are these challenges? You know what? It could be that a person is not giving back the object that he received to guard, his own soul, his own life. He's not giving it back to God. He's not offering it to God because why? An ox, an ass, a sheep, or a garment. These four types of objects actually mean different types of animal souls that we have inside of us. What do these represent? Okay, let's talk about it. An ox, horns. That means a person has such a pleasure in this world, in physical things, that is not able to focus on service of God. And he works in such a strength, you know, these pleasures are really strong inside of him. That's an ox. That's what it represents, a person that has inside of him an animal that is like an ox, an animal soul that is like an ox. Okay. Next one, you have an ass. What's an ass? The Talmud says that the asses have a specific characteristic that even in the hottest day of the year, they're cold. They feel cold. That means that there's a certain coldness in the person towards Judaism, towards God, towards the service of God. There's a certain frivolity in the person towards the service of God. I don't care. Indifference, you know? It's like a cold person. Even when it's hot, everybody's hot, but it feels cold. Then you have a garment. Garment in Hebrew, in the original text of the Torah, says salma. It's one word for garment, but there's another one. The other one is beged. That means a garment. Beged is directly related to the word boiged, which means rebellious. A person that rebels just for the sake of rebellion, you know? It's a rebel without a cause, so to speak. That's what it represents, a garment. And the sheep? What about the sheep? The sheep represents a person that is completely scattered out. As it says in the verse, Se Pazura Israel. The sheep, the characteristic of a sheep is to be around everywhere and nobody in focus, so to speak. You're not focused in any particular thing in detail. You're all around. Everywhere. And the problem of being all around everywhere, your thoughts are all around everywhere, your speech is all around everywhere, and your deeds are all around everywhere. That means you might get influenced by the surroundings that you have. Because you're everywhere. You want to be everywhere. You want to be nice with everybody, and you want to fit everywhere. And you know what? It's impossible. If your focus on life is the service of God, then you should be focusing on God, and not on anything else, just God. Don't be everywhere. Don't scatter around yourself. And the Talmud, when the Talmud says, let's go back, when the Talmud says that the sheep is the only one that is kasha, is the only one that we do not understand why it was written in the Torah. The other ones, of course, everything you have to return. That means you always have to go back to God, even if you fell, so to speak, into the ox, into the ass, into the garment. It doesn't matter why you went away. Far from God, you can go back. But the sheep is the hardest one to go back. Kasha, it's difficult. The Talmud says, we don't understand. That means not we don't understand why it was written. That's the revealed part of the Torah, so to speak, the Talmud. But in the spiritual part of the Torah, the Talmud is telling you, wait, this is the hardest of all difficulties to go back to God. Why? Because you're so scattered that you absorbed from the surroundings in the environment where you are, different behaviors, different ideas, different values that are not really yours. And what's the way of really going back even from sheep, quote unquote, from being scattered? The way is to find God in every single detail. When you actually take the effort to look around yourself and see everything in the world as an expression of God, of godliness, as a lesson in your life, like the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidus, used to say, that in everything, every single thing that a person sees, in every single thing that a person hears, he has to learn a lesson in the service of God. When a person focuses his life in this way, even from sheep, even from being scattered around, you really gather your all your strengths and you focus yourself into the service of God. May we have the merit of being saved, so to speak, of all these kinds of animal souls that we have inside of us, in order to serve God with all our might and all our strength.